Continues the Gemara Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, two lines from the bottom. Toshma Shishi. It says in the pasuk Shishi. So Shishi b'Chodesh, Shishi b'Shabbos. It was the sixth day of the month, meaning Vav Sivan, which ended up being on a Friday. We have a machlokes when Rosh Chodesh was. Was Rosh Chodesh Sunday or Rosh Chodesh Monday? Everyone agrees Torah Nitna b'Shabbos, and everyone agrees they came to Midbar Sinai on Rosh Chodesh Sivan. The question is, what day was Rosh Chodesh? Was Rosh Chodesh Sunday and Prisha was Wednesday? Was Rosh Chodesh Monday and Prisha was Thursday? Nafkamina is Shabbos Vavar, Shabbos Zayin. Nafkamina, if the 3 days Prisha or 2 days Prisha. But the point is, state in Pasuk Shishi, Friday was Vav. So we see a raya like Rabbi Yossi, Kashel Rabbonon. Rabbonon say that Shabbos was Vav, and here we see Shabbos is Zion. Answer the Gemara, Nami Rabbi Yossi. You'll answer that this price is according to Rabbi Yossi. So Gemara, Shishi Lamai, what does Shishi mean? Shishi to what? Rova Omar, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Beis, Lechano Yoson. It was the sixth day from when they were Choyna, from when they came and rested after their travels. So that would make it the sixth day from their chanoya, from their encampment, when they came on Rosh Chodesh and they encamped. Because they left from Rephidim to Har Sinai on Rosh Chodesh. So that was on a Sunday. So it was the sixth day from their rest stop that they came to Midbar Sinai. It was the sixth day from their travel. Rav Acha ben Yaakov says, that just they came on Sunday. They also traveled on Sunday before they came. They traveled from Rephidim. So it's the sixth day from their Nesiyah, from traveling from Rephidim and coming. What's the Yisrael Machlekes? The Yisrael Machlekes is, did they travel on Sunday, Bedavka, or they traveled on Shabbos the day before? And then it would not be the sixth day from their travel. It would be the sixth day from their Chanoya. Ukimifilke B'Shabbos de Mora. We know there was a Shabbos that they were mitzvah ready in Mora. Question is, what part of Shabbos were they mitzvah in Mora? The Chsiv state in Pasuk, Kasha Tzivcha Hashem Alekecha. It says, Shmoyres Yom HaShabbos de Katshoy, Kasha Tzivcha, like I commanded you prior. By Hasel Sadibish states, Shmoyres Yom HaShabbos, Kasha Tzivcha. So Kasha Tzivcha, there was a tzivui before. This tzivui was in Mora. So the question is, what was mitzvah in Mora? Ma'asova Shabbos ifkud atchum lo ifkud. There are mitzvah on Shabbos. You're not to be choyrish. You're not to be tzevea. You're not to be koysev. But they weren't mitzvah on tchumin. And tchumin, Tais explains, doesn't just mean tchumin. It means also hoitzah. Tchumin hoitzah is both learned from al yetzi shem koymai, al yotzi, al yetzi and al yotzi. So just like you're not allowed to go alpayim amo, you're not allowed to go also b'hoitzah. Because that was the question. How did they travel b'hoitzah on Shabbos? So they must have left on Sunday, and that's why it's shishi le nisiyosan, le mason. So kasha tzivcha b'molam ha'asov ha'Shabbos ifkad ha'tchumin lo ifkad. If they were not mufkad ha'tchumin, so then they were able to travel on Shabbos. So then it was not shishi l'mason, it was only shishi l'chaniyoson. The mandom that says shishi l'mason, he holds u'ma'asov ha'tchumin nami ifkad. They were ifkad on ha'itzah and on tchumin. So they couldn't have traveled on Shabbos. When they left their freedom, it had to be on Sunday. So he's able to answer l'mason. Shishi means l'mason.
Sixth day, Friday or Shabbos?
Friday was the sixth day. We said now Vav Shishi Sivan is Yom Shishi. So the Gemara says Shishi to what? Shishi to their Chanoya when they landed and they came to Midbar Sinai on Sunday, which was Rosh Chodesh. Rav Acha ben Yaakov says no, it was Shishi l'Mason from their travel from the previous travel, from they picked themselves up and they left Rephidim and they came to Midbar Sinai. So that connotes that they traveled on Sunday Davka. Friday is the sixth day from their travel. What's the Yisrael Machlag is the other man, the one that says, Lechani Yoson, because he held they were able to travel on Shabbos. They left Rephidim Shabbos, came to Midbar Sinai on Sunday. So it's Davka Shishi Lechani Yoson, not Lemason. The Yisrael Machlekes, did they travel on Shabbos or travel on Sunday, is what was the Tzivu Kasha Tzivcha? They were Mitzvah on Shabbos and Mara. Which part of Shabbos? If you say it's also on Tchumen, so Mamela, they had to travel on Sunday. They couldn't travel on Shabbos. So Mamela, he's able to answer Shishi L'Mason. If you hold there on Mitzvah on Shabbos, but not on Tchumen and Hoitzah, so then they were able to travel on Shabbos, so it's Shishi L'Chari Yoson and not Shishi L'Mason. Because Mason took place 7 days earlier from Kapi Friday. They left on Shabbos. So in Mela, it's Dafka Shishi L'Chari Yoson and not Shishi L'Mason. So Drashi, B'morin Nitztavu, T'chshiv, Shom Som Lo'ichoyku Mishpot. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, the Choyka Mishpah, the Mitzvah, was Dinim, Shabbos, and Kibud Aveim, and Zayin Mitzvahs. They were also they were Kabbal then Zayin Mitzvahs. Sanhedrin and Vav. So that is the Shabbos that, the question is, which part of Shabbos? Tosfos Bava warns that Tchumen Lo Ifkud until afterwards, meaning until Matan Torah, so it's not a raya that you have to say, like Rabbi Akiva, that Tchumen is the Raisa. Because it would seem to imply like that, because the Gemara is just saying that Tchumen was not Ifkad by Mara, but Mashma by Sinai, it was Ifkad. That means Tchumen is the Raisa. So it's a Raya Tchumen the Raisa. Zoktoisa is not a Raya. Drop Tchumen. Forget Tchumen. Don't be Goris Tchumen. The Ikanakude is the Hoitzah they were in Ifkad. And that's how they were able to carry all their Kalim when they left Refidim and came to Sinai. Including the Klei HaMishkan that they carried. So in Mela, that's the Nakuda. A Hoitzah lo Ifkud, or I saw Ifkud. Were they Mitzuva and Mara on Aitzah or not? That is in the Kudah, not in the Tchumen part. And Tchum would just mean the Issa Aitzah to leave the Tchum, the area, the Aitzah Shabbai. Others learned that La'olam Tchumen is Drabanon. And when we say Tchumen, we're talking about the Tchum of Yud Beis Mil, which the Kuliyam is the Raisa, even if you hold Tchumen Stam of Alpayimam is Drabanon. Zog the Gemara Toshma, Nissen Shabbai Yotzah Mitzrayim, the Nissen before Sivan, that year that they left Mitzrayim, Ba'abo so Shochtu Pesachim, the 14th of Nisan, they shechted the Pesach. Uvechamish also Yotzu, and they left on the 15th. Vile Erev, Loku Bechoyrus. And at night, it was Makkas Bechoyrus. In fact, the Ma'ol, Erev Salgad Haytoch, Makkas Bechoyrus wasn't after they left. The 15th, it was the night before. Elomi Be'erev Loku. The night before, they were Loku Bechoyrus. Zog the Gemara, was a gay to us. And that day was Chamishi B'Shabbos, was on a Thursday. Now, that means the 15th of Nisan, when they left Tezvov, it was Thursday. Now we make the cheshbon as follows. You have a calendar in front of you, you'll be able to see this, but this is the cheshbon. If Tezvav Nissan was on a Thursday, so Resh Yachad Iyar, the coming month, Rosh Chodesh, is on a Shabbos. V'Resh Yachad Sivan Chad B'Shabbos. The reason why it works is there's a Chodesh Malei and Choser. Malei, Choser. Malei, Choser. The six Malayim and six Chaseim. 29 days, 30 days. 30 days, 29. 30, 29. So if Nissan was a mole, so then Al Korchok Ir was a chaser. Zog the Gemara again. So we know that the 15th was Thursday. That means Rosh Chodesh of Ir was on Shabbos. So if Rosh Chodesh Ir is on Shabbos, so Reish Yachad Sivan is Chad B'Shabbos. 29 days later. 28 days later is Shabbos again. 4 times 7 is 28. 29 is Sunday. So Reish Yachad Sivan is Chad B'Shabbos. So it's a B'Klor Kasha on Rabbonon. We see Rosh Chodesh Sivan was on Sunday, and now like Rabbonon say that it was on Monday. Kasha Rabbonon, right, Rabbi Yossi? Amilok Rabbonon, Ir Dahi Shaita Abure Avro. Meaning, it was a Monday. If it was a Mole, if Ir was a Mole, so then it ends up being 30 days later. From Shabbos. 30 days later from Shabbos. Shabbos, 4 weeks later, is 28. Plus two more is Monday. So it's like Rabbanon Shita. That Chodesh Sivan, Rosh Chodesh, was on Monday. Zog the Gemara Toshma. Tosis points out the Yisraelis, the Yisraelis, Legabe Shabbos HaGodl, we're saying that Oysiyim Chamishi was on Shabbos. That means the 15th Tezvav Nissan was on Shabbos. So Eba Zoivim came by Revi, so Tez Dibba Masra Vo Oysiyim. Vim came by Revi, Shochtu Pisrayim. That means on Wednesday, they Shechtu the Korn Pesach. V'nimtze b'Shabbos Sh'ovro, they needed 3 days of Bikur. So that means the previous Shabbos, 3 days before that, Lokru Pisrayim, they took the Pesach. They took the Avodah Zorah of Mitzrayim. Sh'azoye be'osol l'choydesh, which was on Shabbos, was on Yud Nissen. Valkein Kogin Oysa Shabbos HaGodl, that's why it's called Shabbos HaGodl, V'shenasa b'ynes Godl, Karmina b'medrash, K'she Lokru Pisrayim b'oysa Shabbos, Niskapzu b'choyroys, Umoys ha'olam, Eitz Yisrael, V'sholum, Lomo y'oysin kach. What are you doing? Why are you taking the Avodah Zarah, the behemoth? Omulem, Zevach Pesach Lashem, Sheyaharik B'choyim Mitzrayim, because you're all going to be smitten, you're going to be killed out, the B'choyim Mitzrayim. Holchweitz al Avoyisom, the B'choyim went to their fathers, Vel Pare Levakshim Menu, Sheyishri Yisrael, let them go out, so they won't kill us with Makas B'choyim. V'loy Rotsu, V'osu B'choyim Mitzrayim, they made a fight and feud amongst each other, B'hogemen, Halbe, many were killed. Adechayu D'chsiv, Lemakim Mitzrayim, Bifkoy Rehem, with their own Bechorim. The Bechorim killed out one another because of the feud of letting Klal Yisrael go or not. But this took place. It's called Shabbos HaGodl because it was a Nes Godl that took place. The Nes Godl was that they took the behemoths, the Avodah Zarah, and that was on Asorah Boy, and that was on Shabbos. Shabbos HaGodl. Nish Tzilib the Drosha. Shabbos HaGodl, Tzilib Genum in the Kom Pesach. Zogti Gemara Toshma. Deloy Ibruha. Ir was not a chodesh me'uber. Nisan shabo yotzi Yisrael mi Mitzrayim ba'abo so shochtu pischeim. They shechtu the Korban Pesach on the 14th. B'chamisha, there we know. B'chamisha so yotzu. They left on the 15th of Nisan. V'le erev loku b'choyres. And Makas b'choyres took place that night. So the man has the same question. Le erev salgadaitoch. It took place afterwards, that night. So Gemara says, no, it means the previous night. Ela ema, mi be'erev loku b'choyres. It was the previous night. So zokti Gemara ve'oysa hayoim chamishi b'shabes hoyo. Meaning, that day of Tesvav Nissen was on a Thursday, chamishi b'shabes. Hishlim Nissen, if Nissen now is a chodesh sholem, it's a chodesh that was molei, so then it ends up being v'ira ir liyos b'shabes. So it's chodesh ir, ends up being on Shabbos. If Tezvav was on Thursday, so Ir is on Shabbos. Same cheshbon like before. If Tezvav Nissen is on Thursday, so Rosh Chodesh Ir is on Shabbos. Now, Choser Ir. If Ir is Choser, meaning 29, V'Ir is Sivan Liyo is Be'echad B'Shabbos. If Ir is 29, then Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on Sunday, like we said before. So Kasha L'Rabbonon, same Kasha. And to the Gemara, Chomani Rabbi Yosi. So you have to answer this price, Rabbi Yosi. That Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on Sunday. Enecham Yikong to Rabbonon. It's going to be a mole. And Oy Bezoi, Ir is a mole. And then Oy Bezoi, Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on Monday. L'shitosoi. But this price that it says Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on Sunday is Yikong to Rabbi Yosi. And the truth is, once you're telling Avek that this price is Yikong to Rabbi Yosi, then Yikong to Rabbonon Lo'olam Chamish Osa Ben Nissen wasn't on a Thursday. And you don't have to say that Ir was a me'uber, was a chodesh sholem. Kung to Rabbanon, the whole chesmah will be talking be different. Zog du gemorot, Omar Rav Popa, Toshma, I'll bring you the following raya. State in Posuk, Vayisu me'elim, Vayavoyu kol adas b'nei Yisrael. They came to Midbar Sin, when did they come? B'chamisha osa yoyim l'chodesh hasheni, which is the 15th day of the second month of Ir. V'oysa yoyim Shabbos hoyo. Now this 15th day of Ir was also on Shabbos. It was on Shabbos that they came. Now the Rishonim ask on this, that how did they travel on Shabbos? According to the Cheshbon of Acha by Yankov, that they were Nitztavu Bemorah on Trumin or on Hoitzah, so how could it be that they traveled and arrived on Shabbos? So the Mizrahi, the Re'eim answers that they left Taka on Friday from Elim. And they were Choyne B'toich Alpayim Amo in Midbar Sin. So Melu, when they came, Ipshad is they came on Shabbos, but it was B'toich the Trum. And the Vayisu part was stuck on Friday. So Al-Kaponim, the Gemara makes the following cheshbon. This took place when the mon fell. Because it says over here in the Pasuk when they came, it says, Oysiyam Shabbos Hoya. How do we know it was Shabbos? Dichsiv, Uboike Re'isim is Kvayd Hashem. That means it was Friday night. They said, tomorrow morning you'll see the Kvayd Hashem that the mon does not fall. Uksiv, and it says, the Moshe Rabbeinu told them, Sheishes Yomim Til Ketuha, meaning 6 days collect the mon, and the seventh day it's Shabbos. So there won't be any mon. So that means there were 6 days of the mon falling, and one day it didn't fall. So, umidechamesa b'ir Shabbato, and since we're saying the 15th of Iyar is on Shabbos, and Iyar is a chodesh choser, so it means there's 2 weeks left after Iyar to get the Sivan. So then, reish yachad the Sivan is chad b'shabbat. So then it comes out that if it's a choser, 29, so Rish Chodesh Sivan is exactly 2 weeks later. So Mele comes out, 2 weeks later is Reish Yachad Sivan is Chad B'Shabbat. So Ibazoi, Kashel Rabbonon. So Tshven Rabbonon that say that Rish Chodesh Sivan was on Monday, not on Sunday. And for the Gemara Omloch Rabbonon, Rabbonon going to answer, Iyar da Yishayte Abure Abrei. That year of that year was Taka, not a Chodesh Choser, but rather was a Chodesh Mole, it was Mu'uber. So Ibezoi comes out with Chodesh Sivan is on Monday and Sheni B'Shabbos. The Chazanist says a big Yisoid, the Chazanist in Rosh Shana, in Simikuf Mem, he says that Be'etzim, just like in his man of Kiddush HaChodesh Al Piriya, there was no special kvias when it was a Mu'uber, when it was not a Mu'uber. It was totally in the Riya. So too, when they were Mekayim the Torah Kodim Shenitma, Suadin, it doesn't go with special klolim that if it's specifically Choser or Mole. So Mela, it is no Cheshbon Kavua. So Mela, we can't say for sure this month was Mole, this month was Choser. And that's the Shaka V'tai in the Gemara, each one Shitosoi, how to make the calculation if it was Mole and Choser, because there is no Kavua Dik Cheshbon. And that's why Taka, each one is Mechiach Misvaris, when it was it a year Mole, was it a year Choser? Zog the Gemara weiter, Omleib Chaviva Michaznoi, Ravashi. Reb Chaviva Michuznoi told Ravashi as follows, Toshma. Steht in Posik, Vahi Bachoidish Orishon Bashona Hashenis. This is talking about a second year. This is after Matan Torah. We're going to make a Cheshbon out backwards. What the Cheshbon of the second year was, and we can figure out what the Cheshbon of Sivan the previous year was. It says, Bachoidish Orishon, Bashona Hashenis, Oshchoidish Nissen, the Yom Akomas HaMishkan, of Shona Hashenis, Be'echad Achoidish Ukum HaMishkan, Oshchoidish Nissen, was Akomas HaMishkan, V'tona, and we learned that what? Oysa Yoim, not Al Esa Atorois, that the aim of Akomas HaMishkan, it was 10 Atorois, 10 things that took place, 10 crowns, Rishon for many, 10 different things. Rishon L'Maisa Breishis, it was the first day of Maisa Breishis. That means it was Sunday. Maisa Breishis is Vayer Vayvok Yoim Echod. So it was the first day. It was the Yom Rishon of Maisa Breishis. Hakomas HaMishkan, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, was on a Sunday. Rishon LeNesim, it was the first day of Hakomas Nesim. Rishon LeKuhuna, the Avoida went back to the Kuhuna, only the Kahanim. Rishon LaAvoida, meaning it was the Rishon to the Avoida, that did the Avoida specifically. Rishon LeYiridas HaEish, that the Eish came in the Shemaim, and is Makiv on the Mizbeach. Rishon LeAchilas Kochim, meaning that they eat the kochim dafkim in Teichach Gvulois. Rishon Lishkan Hashchina, it was Hashchos Hashchina. All took place on Akomas HaMishkan. Rishon Levarch Zisrael is the first time they got the Vayvorchu, the Bichas Kahanim. Aaron was Mavarch them. So Drashi Levarch, Bichas Kahanim, Kedachsiv, Vayis Aaron is Yodov. Rashi before says, Achilas Kochim B'mechitza, V'adachshavoyin Echolim B'chomokim, till then kochim was eaten everywhere. It had to be eaten specifically over there now. Rishon zog demar weiter le isa bomois, meaning from then on there was an isa krovus bomois. You couldn't bring be makiv only on the mizbeach in the mishkan. Now weiter it says over here that it was also rishon le chadoshim. It was the first of the chadoshim. The rishon over here, the first is the first of everything, is the yisoid of everything. This was a vekeshtelt, the rishon, the yisoid of everything of all these things was licked in the rishon. But Al-Koponim, what do we see over here? We see that Rosh Chodesh Nissan was on a Sunday, the second year, because we said it's Rishon L'maisa B'reishis, U'mid'reish Yachad Nissan Da'i Shato. Of the second year, Rosh Chodesh Nissan was Chad B'Shabbos, it was on a Sunday, it was Rishon L'maisa B'reishis. So they ishtaked, so you can deduce that the previous year, the year when they left Mitzrayim, it was Barbo B'Shabbos. It was on a Wednesday. The reason why it was on a Wednesday, Rashi makes the cheshbon, because a year has 354 days. Now, the difference from year to year, it's always off by 4 days. 350 is divisible by 7, because 35 is 5. 5 times 7 is 35. So 50 times 7 is 350. So 350 is divisible. 4 days is not divisible, so that always going to be the difference from year to year. It'll be whatever was 1 day today, Yom Aleph, the next year will be 4 days later. So if the second year was Sunday, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, that means the previous year, the Ishtakud, the previous year, it was Arba B'Shabbos. It was on a Wednesday. Now, the Tanya, because we learned in the Braisa, Achei Moimin, Eben Atzeres Latzeres, from 1 year to the following year of Shavuos, is or Eben Roshona Roshona, El Arbi Yom Bilvad, meaning the following year, it's always going to be 4 days later into the week. Whatever Rosh Hashanah was this year, the next year will be 4 days later. And all my Adin, Rosh Hashanah, Atzeres, Shavuos, V'chulu. V'im hoiz Hashanah Muberes, and if, let's say, it's a leap year, if it's Hashanah Muberes, then Chamisho, then the following year, that Yont will be 5 days later. So if Rosh Chodesh Nissan, by the second year, was on Sunday, we said that the Ishtaka, the year before, it was 4 days earlier. So it was on Wednesday. So if Rosh Chodesh Nissan was on a Wednesday, the year that they left Mitzrayim, so have a race yachad the year Maile Shabbato. So it comes out if Rosh Chodesh Nissan is on a Wednesday, so have a race yachad the year Maile Shabbato. So Rosh Chodesh year is going to be on a Friday, and Reish yachad the Sivan is on Shabbato. Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on Shabbos. So Mele, it comes out the cheshbon of Molly Choser and Molly Choser. So it'll come out the Rosh Chodesh Sivan based on this calculation is on Shabbos, because Nissan is on Wednesday, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and Iyar is on Friday, and then Sivan is on Shabbos, Malei Choser. So it's like neither. It's not like Rabbi Yossi that says Rosh Chodesh Sivan on Sunday, and not like Rabbonon that says Rosh Chodesh Sivan on Monday. So in fact, the more kasha ben Rabbi Yossi ben Rabbonon. So who's this Brisa like? Answer the Gemara, le Rabbi Yossi shiva chaserim avud, meaning, you have to say, it wasn't the pshat that were six meleim and six chaserim, mole chaser, mole chaser. No, it wasn't down the middle, it wasn't even. There were 7 months that were chaser. So mele, the difference between Pesach, the first year, and Pesach, the second year, is not a difference of 4 days, but rather, it's only a difference of 3 days, because there was an additional month that was chaser. So it comes out, even if the second year, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, was on a Sunday, on a Rishon B'Shabbos, we said, but the previous year, it was 3 days earlier. It was on a Thursday, not on a Wednesday. So Ebezer Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on Rishon B'Shabbos, because everything is pushed up a day. So in Mele, it's not going to be, Rabbi Yossi is going to answer, it was Rishon B'Shabbos, but it was on Sunday. Zog the Gemara, Daf Peches, and according to the Rabbonon, the Rabbonon, you have to answer, Shmoy Nechaserim Avud. There were 8 months that were chaser. If there were 8 months that were chaser, so then the difference between Pesach and Pesach is not 4 days, not 3 days, only 2 day difference. So if Rosh Chodesh Nissan in the second year was on Sunday, so in the first year, the year prior, it was on Friday. And if it was on Friday, so then Rosh Chodesh Sivan is on Sheni B'Shabbos on Monday, and that's Taka Rabbanon Shita. So each one's going to answer Lishitosai if there was 7 months that were chaser that year instead of 6, or there were 8 months that were chaser. So it'll end up being that Rosh Chodesh 7 is either on a Sunday or on a Monday. We'll stop over here at the top of Peches Amid Aleph.